This is the power of a hydrogen bomb. It's the same hydrogen that fuels the fire of every star in the universe.
Peace be with you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam. And peace be with you, my brother and sister in humanity. Today, this is my message to everyone, top to bottom, bottom to up, for the importance of the future of mankind, because we have two choices. Either keep going in a road of collision, the road of hate, the road of destruction, and this will not benefit nobody. And if we try to be wise and learn from the past history, recent and past, we will discover is today we have a different also situation, which it lead me as a human being to think over all this hate and prejudiced against each other or against group of people for whom benefit. Some group of people, they know who they are, and a lot of people know who they are for their own selfish and greed and political aim. They generate hate over the earth. Their action is more powerful than their word. But let me give you good news. Anybody generate hate, he will not get accepted. What it mean? Whoever throw thorn, he will walk over it. What you spreading? This your crops. As soon or later will get you. And if you study history, any nation try to be arrogant and powerful, the ending is destruction and humiliation. This is the sunnah, meaning the custom and habit of the Almighty, the Creator, to anybody arrogant and feel he is the one. Many nations before us, and look where they are. It's gone. It's history. And what they leave? What legacy? What goodness? By this way, for all of us, I call for all of us, as a human being, we have only two choices. Either the road of success and harmony and peace and tranquility and benefit for all, or the road of destruction, hate, and massive killing, and also for all. And where I'm coming from, I'm not belong to any group, I'm not belong to any ideology. I'm just watching the history, past and recent history. And I will give you a couple of points. In the past history, when some nation used to attack nation, they too far. By this way, for example, when the major country colonized different country, this colony used to be far from their own land. But later on, let me give you the good news and the bad news. The bad news is, all this colony, they already bringing a lot of this own people. The people who already use them in their own colony. What they did? They bring them back. They bring them back in their own country to live. And they give them residence. They give them living among them. They give them citizenship. Now, this group of people become now by millions. Millions and millions of foreigners from different colony, they already spread over Europe, Australia, and America, and all over. Now, what are you going to do with them? If you generate hate against one group or two group or three group, what are you going to do? Can you kill them all? Can you get rid of all of them? Okay, think you can. What about the economy impact? Because today, you have people like the people in Middle East and Muslim country all over, or Muslim people. They share a big, huge portion of the trade. The trade product from you and your trade product from the resources. Wonder what happened now if we causing any stabilization in all this region. What will happen? Your economy go down because a big portion of the market is closed. And your market will be closed down because big portion of your resources will be minus. Now where we go from here? Can you fix it? Tell me how. How you can offset almost 1.5 billion customer? It's not 1 and 2. It's not 1 million. It's 1.5 billion. Can you get rid of 1.5 billion human being? Can you erase the trade with at least 20, 30, 40, 50 country? Which your goods and your economy at least rely on that? Can you grow and stabilize yourself without knowing any resources from this country? You said maybe in 50 years we will have a new resource of new energy or other energy. Okay, what about the people living in your country? Can you get rid of 1.5 million or 2 million or 5 million or 10 million? What about the side effect in their own country? By this way, today, I'm calling for everybody for something very important. To think wisely for the future of mankind, for all of us. Who will gain from all this hate? Who will gain from all this propaganda? And where are we going from here? We have to grow for the benefit of all. We have to grow for the harmony of all. This is the civilization. This is the real legacy you can leave. War is easy. Destroying is easy. Killing is easy. Torture is easy. Building is difficult. Today, I'm calling human beings, all of them, to start quick building bridges between each other and try to go to the common ground of all the goodness of each other, because any massive hate will not benefit nobody. Today, you have a lot of young generation. They develop hate inside of themselves. They have nowhere to go. You have countries. The economy is completely bankrupt. And you have 40, 50, 60% unemployment. People has no future. What do you think? What these people will do? Lack of knowledge, lack of food, lack of shelter, lack of future, increased frustration. And now you fuel it by hate and prejudice. Who will win? And what happens if all these people start immigrate? And like I tell you before, we have already economy immigration. We already immigrate toward each other. Already done. We like it or we don't, all of us. Our economy rely on all of our each other, producer and consumer. Can you wake up one day and say, I do not need you? Your politician know it. Anybody has a leftover brain and dot of intellect know that. But if we know that, how we ignore it? Can we ignore the developing of hate? If the hate increase, It will causing unstabilization of many nations and many countries and many parts of the world. And this unstabilization can spread. And if spread, only the Creator, the Almighty, know what can happen. By this way, I'm calling for all of you, mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim, wake up. Wake up, because the road we're taking now and the majority of politicians taking now, it will not lead to any goodness. History repeats itself. And if you oppress people for so long, you're asking for trouble. And again, look to the history of colonialism. They oppress, they kill, they torture, and wonder what happened. Go to the history of Libya, Algeria, India, Egypt, Africa, South Africa, you name it. We cannot learn, or we become so prejudiced, so arrogant, to the point we become blind. We cannot see the reality of the future. By this way, when I look and see what's going on, is really alarming. Alarming for all of us. And I call all the intellect, all the people who call themselves wise and owner of knowledge, religious or no religious, powerful with money or no money, wake up, because we're not going to help nobody except destroying each other. By this way, there's a wake-up call for all. Now, what's the root of all this problem? Let's analyze it one by one.
Core of prejudice and where it comes from.
What is the core of prejudice and where it's coming from? The core of prejudice, if you study history, is ignorance. It's selfishness and greed. Is the belief you are the owner and the owner of dominion. You are the powerful. And again, this is called arrogant. Because today, all mankind share different resources and different power. By this way, I call mankind, please, let's get to know each other. Instead of hating each other, let's get to know each other. Let's get a little bit of respect for each other. Because today is a notion. Every group of politicians, they want to spread their own ideology. You will never do that, historical fact. Never. You cannot oppose certain ideology over mankind. And even if you want, this need wisdom. It need goodness. Not torture, and not spread of fear, and with a twisted arm methodology. No, it will never work. I guarantee you, history talk will never work. By this way, I call mankind, let's get to know each other, to decrease this amount of prejudice, race and color and nation and territory, and faith. If we believe in one God, what do you think about this God? How he look now to all of us? What we doing? Ask yourself, what you try to spreading? For whom benefit? If you care about your children and my children, wake up. Wake up and think future. But wake up and think with humble and humility. Not with arrogant and prejudiced.
The result and dangers of prejudice and ignorance. Only one ending. War, massive killing, and destruction.
We know in the history, prejudice and ignorance, what it generate? It generate hate. This hate keep escalation or escalated until it generate war. After the war, it generates massive killing. After the massive killing, it generates more hate and more instability. Who's winning? Think about it. And for whom benefit? And again, don't ever forget our situation today is different than the past. Before, we were far away from each other. Today, we are integrated to each other. We're living among each other. Our economy depends among each other. You cannot escape it, this reality. Go and talk to any economist and he will tell you.
Question, is this what we're looking for?
The question in here now, is this what we're looking for? Is this what we're aiming for?
For a Muslim, what steps to tackle this problem?
Now, if this war is a problem, let's now talk about it. From Muslim perspective, those who call themselves Muslim today, what they should do? They should go back to the Almighty Creator and the teaching and the real teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace and blessing be upon him, and find out what is the call. The call will be patient, trust, rely on the Almighty, be good, be kind, be generous. Because let me tell you, individual, family, local, humanity, I guarantee you, for all of you, goodness and generosity burn all the devil of jinn and ins, of mankind and demons and Satan. You want burn Satan? You want burn all the evils? Goodness. Take it from me. Forgiveness. Kindness. Generosity. Forgiveness. This is not a coward. This is not weak. This is strength. When they came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, and he said, who is the most powerful one among us? He said, the most powerful one among you, not with the one with the muscle and power and strength, but the one who can control his anger. The one can control his anger, he is the most powerful one. Because anger generates hate, generates evils, generates destruction, generates blindness, generates selfishness, generates greed. And this is what's spreading today. By this way, for Muslim, go back to the teaching of the Prophet, quick. Repent to the Almighty. Ask him to forgive you. Ask yourself what you're living for. You're supposed to be living for the hereafter, not this life. And if you're living for the hereafter, not this life, what are you doing? What your intention of living? What your manner and character? How you take care about your neighbor? How you take care about the people who work with you? I believe today, the Muslim in Denmark has unbelievable challenge. How to cope with all the situation. Yes, they will have a lot of prejudice around, but they have a job. Don't blame nobody. You have a job. The job is to ask the Almighty to forgive you. And ask you, the people, the neighbor of the non-Muslim, to forgive you. And start dealing with them with the manner and character of the real Muslim. Start caring about them. Be kind to them. Be mercy to them. They do not know. You're supposed to be with the people of knowledge. You know, they do not know. How we believe the people who do not know? You said, oh, but they can read. No. Messenger and Prophet has to get the quality first. We cannot tell the people, look our book. Our book tells us we are so good, but we're dirty. We cannot do that. We have to be a people of reality. We mean it. We mean what we say. We live the real message. We show mankind and all the news media the real Muslim, who he is. By this way, I believe without no doubt today, every Muslim, male and female, young and old, he will be accountable and responsible in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, in the Day of Judgment. What he's doing today, what he's spreading, how you can elevate the word of Islam and the name of Islam, you can elevate it only with one thing today, with your manner and character. Because we are bankrupt today with manner and character. We cannot tell them, look at Islam in the past. What about now? What about me and you? It's not a game. This reality. Because each one of us responsible. What we're spreading. What others spreading is not our job. What you're spreading is your job. And each one of us responsible. We cannot say the media said, so-and-so said, their business. But our business, our action, it should be the talking, not our talk. Our action, our manner, our conduct. Imagine if you're so kind to your neighbor, if you're so generous to your neighbor, if you share with your neighbor, if you care about your neighbor, if you show them the right manner of the Muslim and character, you are clean and neat and honest, and deal with them with ultimate generosity and kindness. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran said, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنْ. Push the badness and evil with goodness. And if you do so, what the Almighty promise? فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةً كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. The one you have any bad relationship and any kind of enemy between each other, your enemy will be the ultimate friend for you. The Almighty promise. Today we have a chance. We blow it one after another. By this way, our chance today, for the benefit of us, our family, our future, our mankind, we have to leave the right environment and field of goodness to our children and our people. By spread it and prepare it. If you spread goodness, the crops will be goodness. If you spread thorn, your crops will be thorn too. By this way, I'm calling to Muslims to wake up to the reality of Islam. You have a duty not to make money, not collect money, not to build overseas, to build in the hereafter, and to rise from all this nonsense, from all this jahiliyyah and ignorance, to the reality of Islam, the one we talk about it to people. We have to stop talking and be the people of doing. We can burn all the media by our action, not by our talking. People waiting for action, but what kind of action? Again, goodness, generosity, forgiveness. Be real between you and the Almighty. Don't be a fake. Because also, dignity and respect, you cannot beat people. You cannot scream to people and tell them, give me dignity, give me respect. It will never happen. Dignity and respect, you earn it. You earn it and you inherit it by your own action. And if you believe in Quran, this is what Almighty said in Quran over and over again, because he is the only owner of dignity and respect. You give him dignity and respect, he give you dignity and respect. Don't blame nobody. If you find people do not give you dignity and respect, the problem is you.
First purpose and intention for staying in Western society.
Today the majority of Muslims forget what the purpose of their own staying and residing in Western society. What's your intention? What's your goal? What are you trying to do? Not according to me and you. Not according to my sheikh and your sheikh. But according to the Almighty and teaching of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Go and study. You will find you should have only one purpose. To live Islam. Iqamat al-Din. To elevate your Islam in yourself and your family. And to spread it the maximum you can. Again, with goodness and generosity. Not with ague. Like the early, real good Arabic people used to say, you can lose a conversation, but you can win the heart of the people. Ague will end up with hate, with disregard to the respect of other. But we're supposed to be the people of patience, the people of trust, the people of manner. We have to rise. And we have to remember what is our intention of living. What is our goal of living? And when we meet the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we tell Him? What we spread? What is our signs? And what is what we're doing? And what is our merchant? What is our product? Wake up, my fellow Muslim, all over. You have a duty and you have a responsibility in the front of the Almighty. Mankind is waiting for you, but not with hasty, with manner and kindness. To let them know who's the Almighty, the owner of mercy, we have to spread it. And this was the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except as mercy to mankind.
What happens in the absence of the message?
Now, what is the absence of the message? What happened when Muslim forget the message? Exactly what happening now. What happening now, we can see it. How many Muslim in jails in Europe and Australia and America? Increasing. Doing what? Spreading the message? Be a Muslim? Or they forget themselves? And they become criminal? And go behind bar? Is this the message we give it to mankind? Is this the message we give it to Western civilization? Please. Look to the result of the absence of message. You're running after what? Accumulating money? Greed? Selfishness? Blind? Arrogant? Status? Cars? Houses? Is this a teaching of Islam? Look to the owner of dignity. The owner of dignity is the ultimate dignity you can have in this earth. When you belong to the Almighty, with your heart full of the Almighty, when you're thinking for the Almighty, when your goal to achieve the success of this life and hereafter, and to please the Almighty, to leave this earth with legacy behind you, and you go and you take the maximum people to paradise with you. This is a message. This is a message. When the companion used to go overseas, and people ask him, why are you coming here? We can give you money, shelter, everything. They said, no. We came to take mankind from the slavery of each other to the slavery of the Almighty, from the darkness of this life to the bounty of the hereafter, from the oppression of each other to the justice of Islam. But today, how we tell them that when we do not live in it? It will not work. It will be a paper and ink has no value. Paper and ink do not make value. The men who carry the paper and ink is the owner of value. When they honor the papers he have and the ink he have. We have the paper, we have the ink, we have the word, we have the revelation, we have the message. When Muslim was an owner of message, Allah gives him honor. When the Muslim forget their message, Allah disgraces him. The Almighty disgraces him. He's not a human being. Don't blame nobody except yourself.
The result is from Allah. The respect theory and sickness amongst the Muslim, and what's the core of respect?
Today, a lot of Muslims have different theory and ideology. How to reach respect, how to reach dignity, and all this is illusion, because only one source is the Almighty. And if you do not like what you hear from me, you will see it soon, in this life and hereafter.
The lack of wisdom in action and reaction.
And we see the result. The result of the ignorant among the Muslim today, or call themselves Muslim. Like one sheikh used to call when I was young, don't call them Muslim. Call them al-mutamaslimin. Because a Muslim do not behave the way we behave. We have to tell to mankind, loud and clear, we are, Allah know if we are a Muslim or not. Because a Muslim do not behave the way we behave. But this sheikh used to said, al-mutamaslimin, the one acting as a Muslim. Because a Muslim is a completely different person. If you do not believe me, go study all the ahadith about the quality of the Muslim, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Muslim according to Allah, who they are, what they doing, how they spend their time, what they talking about, what the status of their heart, what kind of thinking they have. They want to remember the Almighty day and night. The one they remember death day and night. The one they worry about what will happen after death. The one they worry about their action. The one they worry about their job and duty in front of the Almighty.
Lack of long vision, selfishness, and greed, and the price in individual or society.
When we see the lack of knowledge and quality and greed, the lack of understanding, the lack of thinking about the future, the long term, look what's happening. And this is what happened to different power. When people think they have the power and arrogant, this destroys them. And history talk. I do not have to explain to you how many emperor before, how many powerful nations, where they are, what happened to them. But again, talking too much it will not benefit. This only will benefit those who have the heart and ear and eyes. With humble and humility, they can hear me. And each one of us as a human being, Muslim and non-Muslim, we are responsible. We are responsible in the front of the Almighty, what we're planning to do now, and what we're spreading.
Conclusion. What is the message of Islam, and what should Muslims do about it?
Sometimes I feel like I'm repeating myself. What is the message of Islam? What's the conclusion? This is something we have to think about it as a Muslim. What is the message? Is the message is halal and haram? Is the message leave me alone? Is the message give me my land? Is the message give me my government? Is the message give me power and money? Is this the message of Allah? Is this the message the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, came with? Or the message was La ilaha illallah. O you people, say Allah is the only one, the creator, the almighty. You will be succeed. Tuflihu. Ya ayyuhan nas. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. This is the message. O mankind, say Allah is the only one. The creator is the one, is not a man, is not a male, is not a female, nothing similar to him. He is the creator, we are the creation. If you say that, you will have success in this life and hereafter. And this is the message of Islam, this is the message of every Muslim should carry. And go back to the Prophet ﷺ biography and the seerah and study it. And see the purpose. Why he came? To do what? All messenger prophet, why he came? To do what? To get the people out from darkness to light. From the agony of this life. To the infinity of happiness in this life and hereafter.
And for non-Muslim, what is the message to humanity? And where do we go from here between facing reality and escaping reality?
And now, what is my message to mankind and non-Muslim? If we keep going the way we are now, you have to think, what is your goal? What are you going to produce? And this, I talk about it in the beginning. If we cause a lot of hate, if we cause more prejudice, if we cause more instability, if we cause many nations to be hostile to us and we hostile to them, what is the result? You see it in Iraq. You see it in Iran. You see it in many places. Once we generate a hostile environment, what is the result? The sources, like oil and other, unstable. The economy of their country, unstable. The hate and prejudice increase. The hostility toward us and toward them increase. Where are we going? It's a crazy cycle. I'm looking to a crazy cycle. And nobody wants to stop it. It's almost like everybody adding some fuel. If you are a Muslim or non-Muslim, ask yourself, what I'm adding? With what wisdom? With what benefit? With what goal? Some people ask me, what is your goal? My goal in the front of the Almighty, to save the maximum I can, Muslim and non-Muslim. Save them from themselves, from their own arrogance and stupidity. From the course is taking them to the destruction of each other. I see it coming. If it continue like that, and in meantime, if each one of us feel responsible and spread goodness and harmony, we might stop it. We might be the main brake, stop the train from going out of the track. My dear brother and sister in humanity, my dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Don't sit the politician doing. Don't say so-and-so doing. Each one of us responsible. Each one of us responsible. We are so powerful. But powerful not with weapon. Not with nuclear weapon. We see what nuclear weapon does. Many countries blame each other. But we forget how much every country carry. But it's not the time to blame. When people in chaos, we cannot blame each other. We cannot be hostile. Again, we have to be wise. We have to be wise so quick and ask ourselves what we're spreading. With what intention? With what goal? What is the result? And again, I have a famous sentence I always say to myself and other. Environment is belong to all of us. We cannot divorce each other from environment. I'm living with you, you're living with me. We like it or we don't. And again, we are integrated and immigrated to each other already. And who did it? The colonialism. And you know for a fact, you need the manpower. You need different things. You need different resources. That's why we have to wake up. Wake up to the real reality. We're already here, living with each other all over. And we gain and lose from each other. But let's look to the bigger picture. Let's look to the deep picture. Let's look to the future in this life and after death. Because as soon or later, we will die. And what we leave after death? What we leave for our children? What we leave to mankind? What we leave for our neighbors? What kind of environment we leave them with? What kind of people we train them for? What kind of message I'm spreading? What kind of manner I'm dealing with you with? Each one of us responsible, Muslim and non-Muslim. Please wake up, because the way I see it, mankind is going to a lot of collision. Collision for destruction. I'm not going to repeat myself. But sometimes I feel so, because I feel like we see what's going on and we do not get the message. Hurricane, earthquake. Volcano, tsunami. Major disaster, diseases. We do not get the point. And for Muslim, if you're blind, if you do not see the message, how you want other to see it? How you complain about other when you are the core of the problem? We are the core of the problem. We have the medication. We have the medication of man for mankind, but we refuse to take the medication correctly, and we refuse to give it to mankind. And after that, we complain about mankind when they get sick. And if you, mankind, believe you are having the medication, let's dialogue with each other. This is a time to bridge. Let's bridge to each other. Bridge the bridges of harmony, the bridge of knowledge, the bridge of understanding, the bridges of respect to each other, the bridge of the future for each other, because the future for each other is the only success for all of us. And this is the ultimate we can do for each other. Let's go, me and you, together, to help each other, for the future of each other, for the future of our family, and all our mankind, in this life and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, put the barakah and blessing and light and wisdom in everything I say and do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart, all of us, and our eyes before it's too late. Because we only can try. We only can make an effort. And He's the owner of success. And this is our job, all of us. Peace be with you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.